Honeywell's Roger Dykeman on adoption of next-gen air traffic control technology. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for the download today. Yesterday, we brought you part one of an interview between ANN's Jim Campbell and Roger Dykeman of Honeywell Aerospace, with background on next-gen ATC in general, ADS-B in particular, and technologies specific to Honeywell. We'll hear the conclusion of that conversation today, including projected timelines and adoption paths for the airlines and GA.
Are you finding a difference in how both the business aviation community embraces the future and the airline community? I mean, the airline industry, you've got a whole dispatch mechanism that to a certain extent helps, prepares, and works with people that to almost poor man's ADS-B in, so to speak, whereas the business community could really embrace so much of the technology that's coming in. Are you seeing a difference in adoption rate or the readiness to adopt?
Well, as you know, the airlines are always, they're always usually the last ones to go. They're the last one, they're the hardest ones to spend the money. They're very, very slow in adopting these things. They do it when they absolutely have to. BizAv usually is a little bit more forward thinking, forward looking. The idea in the BizAv world is get there and get there the quickest I can get there and make sure I can get there in any weather, any time. So technologies that help them do that, they're willing to invest in because it's less about immediate payback, it's more about getting there. And where the airlines, it's payback. So that's kind of the difference in those marketing approaches. So you'll see the airlines adopt later and BizAv adopt earlier.
For those of us out there with the ADS-B scorecard, what are the programs that Honeywell is active in right now that we're going to want to watch as milestones for the future? You talked about smart traffic. But if you can give us kind of a ladder building up to the future and what we're expecting, how is that going to look?
Well, I think you have to look at the mandates as the mandates again, because that's going to be the drumbeat of whether these things happen. We've got Hudson Bay coming online in a couple of years, Australia in 2014, making sure that those stay on track and the technologies don't change and that the structures don't change. And then in the Eurocontrol in 2015. If those things stay in place and we see those things happen from an industry standpoint, then from a Honeywell perspective, you know, we have technologies and developments that aren't really necessarily public that that'll keep track and keep pace with those.
What other products are going to be distinguishing your effort near term? Let's talk about the things that we're going to see initially from Honeywell, and then I'd really like to look at the long-term crystal ball, and I realize it's wholly unfair to you, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It is unfair, but I'll see what I can do to
answer. It's my job.
Exactly, and it's my job to figure out how to answer it. So,
to run like hell.
Exactly. So, again, smart traffic, there's phases and elements to smart traffic that combine surveillance, where we take the ADS-B and the TCAS and combine that. That's currently available. That's in product today. So that's already occurred. The in-trail following, that's going to be, we're working that in cooperation with the FAA right now. And so it's doing a lot of development work with them and helping them figure out what it's going to do. And in turn, we are helping it figure out what it's going to do for us. So
that's going to be where the serious math is.
It really is. And so when that comes up, and that comes out, you'll see a step in the right direction. You'll get an idea that we're moving in the right direction, the FAA is moving in the right direction, so I guess that would be the next box to check.
Okay, the long-term crystal ball, my unfair question. Let's look way off into the future, and if you have your druthers, and if Honeywell gets to do all that it wants to do, what does commercial air traffic, what does the business aviation community have to look forward to?
Relative to ADS-B or in relative to ADS-B? I think, well, the things that we talked about, being able to really use that technology to the greater benefit of the operators and the general public, right? Can you save time and money, really in a tangible way, make that flight get there faster, make it safer, obviously. I mean, the overarching element of this is safety, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you can be there faster. That's how you can save fuel, is the procedures and the approaches that you do are safer. You can get planes, aircraft closer together in a very, very safe fashion. That's the core element of this entire technology. So in the future, you want to be able to do all of these things, bring these aircraft increase the capacity of airports, which is good for the infrastructure, in a very, very safe fashion. So those are the things that we'd like to see, you know, from a motherhood and apple pie standpoint. But we'd also like to see people get really excited about the technology and about what Honeywell is doing and say, that's a great product, that's a great company, I want to buy that. That's really cool.
More with Honeywell's Roger Dykeman in a moment. You are listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220. Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Roger Dykeman about next-gen ATC technologies and what it means to his company.
Can I ask how big an effort this is for Honeywell? I mean, it's probably unfair because it's probably a bunch of people across a number of departments, but how big an effort is this?
You know, I really couldn't answer that because it is, there are so many different elements of the business. There's the air transport piece that works on their side of it. There's BizAv that works on their side. I don't have visibility to the sizes of the staffs and the sizes of the people, but it is a sizable effort. Technology like this is complicated, and it takes a lot of smart people to work it. So I would expect that it's a sizable effort.
Here's a totally unfair question. You having fun with this?
Are we having fun? Absolutely. I mean, you work at a technology company, and engineers love to work on new technology. So there's a lot of fun in doing this and all the other things that Honeywell does. I mean, there is a lot of fun in it. Absolutely.
Well, when you consider the fact that, you know, what you folks are doing is basically determining the future of the industry, and of course with both the technical as well as political horsepower your organization has, one that's got to be a little heady, but at the same time, there must be a tremendous amount of pride as you see certain milestones occur, take place, and more important, as programs are frozen, put into place, and made ready to deploy.
Yeah, I mean, Honeywell has to be a good steward of the industry, right? I mean, because of the presence they have in the industry, they take that very seriously and try to be a good steward to what the industry needs and what the industry wants. And I'm not sure what else you're looking forward to answering that, but that's probably about it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. You've been very, very helpful with a lot of snooty questions. The big thing here was to make sure that people understood that, you know, while our aspect of aviation has been concentrating on GA and the little guy and what it's going to cost and this and that, that there's a whole future to aviation that is really going to turn things to a paradigm that has been talked about a lot and is just beginning to seem real. And it's folks like you and your development with Honeywell and a number of other member companies, associations, and governmental organizations that are going to make aviation a far more powerful force in this world.
Yeah, I think technologies like ADS-B are going to make it much easier for the piloting community. And I've got a GA head, so when I say piloting community, yeah, absolutely, it's going to be good for that part of the market, as well as business aviation and air transport, for all the same reasons. That situational awareness in the cockpit just transcends all of the markets. You know, every pilot is a pilot, and they love to know where everybody else is and what else is going on. So I think it's across markets. It's going to be great.
Roger, we can't tell you how much we appreciate your time and for putting up with me through all this. You guys have been great. I've been a big fan of a lot of the individual development efforts and have been, of course, flying with various aspects of Honeywell equipment for many years. Thank you for keeping my butt out of trouble. And we look forward to seeing the future as crafted by an industry and Honeywell. Thank you.
You bet.
Roger Dykeman is the General Aviation Director for Honeywell Aerospace. Find out more about the company on the web at www.honeywell.com/aero. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.